This Steve Jones Show podcast is now loading. The Steve Jones Show podcast is presented by Sunbury Motor Company, Purdy Insurance, Brewers Outlet, and NIL Game Changers. Bringing you an in-depth look at Penn State sports and more. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. The Steve Jones Show is presented by NIL Game Changers, Sunbury Motor Company, Purdy Insurance, and Brewers Outlet. Now, from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
And this half hour brought to you by our good friends at Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com. Ford Kia Hyundai, best of new inventory. I went with the Ford line. And boy, was I treated well. Chris, tire staff, accountants, everybody. And I know others have echoed that online with how they've been treated by Sunbury Motors. Top shelf. Great pre-owned inventory. Lots of it on the lot there. With the Sunbury Motors guarantee and a terrific service department that backs it up every step of the way at Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 to 15. Hummel's Wharf and online at sunburymotors.com. So it's the Big Ten media week in Indianapolis. And the usually not much comes out of this. You know, because I think everybody now knows how to handle certain things. I mean, there's certain guys who would get a lot of attention without question. I mean, let's take a look at Dylan Gabriel. He'll get a lot of attention from Oregon. The four new coaches in the conference. Lincoln Riley, Deshaun Foster, Dan Lanning. They'll get a lot of attention as well. So they'll get more. And so will, you know, just by the mere fact of it. Tony Petitti, the commissioner, is going to get a lot of attention because what's the future look like? How are you going to handle 18? Are you going to expand again? I mean, these are all questions that they'll get. I mean, so those will be the focal point. And there's no question that there's going to be storylines about Ohio State, Michigan, Sharon Moore. I think I left out Jed Fish of Washington, didn't I? I think I left him out. That'll be the focal point of what's going on. Everybody else will get basic questions about where they are right now, which I understand. They'll get that. Because everybody's going to get their 10 minutes up there to talk about their teams and then the breakouts. And so the people that cover the teams on a regular basis will get an opportunity to get more expanded interviews, and that'll be nice, and fans will benefit from that. But in terms of the overall, Jed Fish, Dan Lanning, Lincoln Riley, and Deshaun Foster are going to get a lot of curiosity and questions from a Big Ten media that doesn't really know them. There'll be a lot of questions about the travel. And Tony Petitti will get a lot of questions about the travel, about working with 18, and future expansion. And really, I think that's how it's going to go. Now, the reason they do all this is quite simple. The reason they do all this is to get the appetite wet for everybody for the upcoming season, because it's not that far away. Penn State's opener's in 40 days. We're 40 days away today from Penn State's opener. Yeah, a little bit more than a week and a half. It's training camp.
Okay.
And that is where we are.
Weren't we just talking Chiefs, Dolphins in the cold in January? Wasn't that 2 weeks ago?
I know. We sure were. We were doing exactly that. But this is where we are. The SEC and the Big 12 have already had theirs. Now it's the Big 10. Then it's the ACC. So we'll save in the end maybe the most intriguing for last, because they're trying to hang on as a group. And there's going to be, look, there's going to be a lot of questions if you're an ACC member or you're the fan of an ACC member, especially next year. And it's not about whether schools are leaving or not. That's not the question. The question is going to be, for each one of those schools, based on your media deals, plus all the other deals that are put together and so forth, do you have $22 million to distribute to your athletes? And if not, where are you going to get it? Penn State can do it. Ohio State can do it. USC can do it. Michigan can do it. They can do it. Everybody in the Big Ten has the TV deals to back it up, plus other money-making ventures. But let's take, for example, Pitt, Boston College, Wake Forest, Duke. Now, Duke can do it with private, but Duke, whatever. Just in football, just for the football part. They don't have big stadiums, Todd. I mean, Pitt does, but they don't draw anybody. I mean, you watch a Pitt game on TV, you say, how many yellow seats do you see? Pitt's entire football attendance existence is not based on Pitt's ability to draw for Pitt. It's on who they play. So they don't play Penn State, and it's only on rare occasions, but they sell the place out. They haven't played Ohio State in a long time. They sell the place out. Notre Dame is there on an occasional basis. They sell the place out. They revive the backyard brawl with West Virginia. That sells out. But, for example, Florida State and Clemson, when they go there, the two best teams in the conference, year in and year out, nope. They get good crowds, but they don't sell out. So they don't have the attendance part of it to make up for any lack of TV money. Boston College is the same way. Boston College will play Notre Dame sometimes. They can play them over at Gillette. They don't play Penn State anymore. There's nobody in the ACC that sells out for them. Syracuse, ironically, sells out for Clemson. I mean, I'm talking about the ability. You know, so why am I talking about sellouts? I'm talking about the revenue you get from sellouts, which then helps you get to a number. Can you compete when other schools have the ability to dole out more money legally from within the institution that's been mandated by the courts? Can you compete with that as an ACC school?
I'd even go broader and say small private school that's playing Division I football these days.
Yeah. 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 I mean, that's part of it, too. And that's going to be another interesting element to this. Francois McCullough, the president of the Big Ten Network, talks about the new landscape. that they have. And they've hired, by the way, some Pac-12 people. And one of them is Yogi Roth. He's been hired by BTN. And they've hired some other Pac-12 people to help them out with the West Coast. And the Big Ten Conference has nearly doubled in size since BTN started. So they've added staff. And again, Yogi Roth is one of those guys who got hired. We've had Yogi on the show before. Good guy. And a good announcer. But they've had to do that. There are certain questions about, for example, any Pac-12 network staff coming over because BTN's going to need them. Number two, I think, didn't we talk about the officials?
Yes.
I think the Big Ten is hiring, 14 officials?
I think that's what you said.
You have to account for that. You have additional games.
Did they bring office staffers in too?
I don't know. That's a good question. That part I don't know. I know about the officials. I know a little bit about BTN absorbing a few, not a lot, but a few of the Pac-12 people. But yeah, that part I can't answer.
For lack of a better way to put it, is 4 schools enough for them to have like a West Coast branch office?
And that's another good question. I don't know. That part, I don't know either. You don't want the one they had. The one they had, which was in San Francisco. The rent is so high there, you don't want it. I mean, that's an issue, and that's, it's not. Now, remember, too, that Fox, which is also, what's Fox owns now? 61% of BTN Fox now owns. They have their headquarters in Beverly Hills, so you could probably operate that as a West Coast branch. Jim Phillips, ACC commissioner, said, "I can state that we will fight to protect the ACC and our members for as long as it takes. We are confident that in this league, it will remain a premier conference, long-term future. These disputes continue to be extremely damaging, disruptive, and incredibly harmful to the league, as well as overshadowing our student-athletes and the incredible successes taking place in the field and within the conference." So, Florida State has filed an amended legal complaint that took aim at former ACC Commissioner John Swofford, under whose leadership the current media deal and grant of rights were signed. The complaint claims Swofford was acting in the best interest of his son, an employee at Raycom Sports, over those of the conference. Okay. John Swofford did not bring all the presidents of the ACC to his office in, I think, Greensboro, and then release them one by one after they signed the grant of rights. Phillips said, "John Swofford is a decent and honorable man that is widely respected in our industry," and he is, by the way. "He led this conference with a steady hand for 2 decades and did so through consensus and compromise. The fact that every member of the conference willingly signed the grant of rights unanimously and, quite frankly, eagerly agreed to our current television contract and the launch of the ACC network." That was the key to the second one. In order to see Florida State baseball, Florida State softball, Florida State everything, it was going to be on the ACC network. There's so many parts of this where you just sit back and go, what are you doing? My goodness. I haven't seen this kind of consternation since the suit ran a staff meeting.
I wouldn't even know Raycom was still around, except that they owned the Daily Item for about 6 months, 5 years ago.
Really?
Yeah,
I didn't know that.
Yeah, CNHI sold their newspapers to Raycom, and they never completed the deal, so they reverted back to CNHI.
Oh, wow. Huh, I never knew that.
I can't believe, it sounds far-fetched that he would torpedo the entire TV deal to make sure Raycom got games.
Yeah. They're grasping at straws.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no question about that, but it's just, why include him? I remember Jim Tarman told me once, when Penn State went to the Big Ten, Swofford got a hold of him, and he said, I didn't know he wanted to go. He says, really? No, you know what? It wasn't that Swofford, it was Corrigan. It was Corrigan that did this. And he said, and Corrigan's the one that said to him, he says, if we had known that, what had offered you? Now, Penn State, that'd be great. No, you'd be in a world of hurt right now financially. And that's the part people don't understand. These deals, financially, everybody can talk about Ohio State and Michigan. They get this, they get that. But these deals, are really critical to the few. Penn State's able to do what they're doing because they're in the Big Ten. If they had made the mistake, and it would have been a mistake, to go to the ACC instead, short term it would have been fine. Long term it would have been a financial nightmare. There is no way Penn State could have kept 31 sports under the current ACC model. Oh, and by the way, the ACC, they just couldn't do it. We'll take a break. Back with more in a moment here on News Radio 1070 WKOK, brought to you by our good friends at Sunbury Motors.
Henry Ford started building trucks in 1917, and Sunbury Motors has been selling them ever since. SMC has over 100 new Ford trucks with savings of up to $12,116 and financing as low as 0% during their annual July truck sale. Choose from 16 of the top-selling 2024 Ford Mavericks. They get up to 42 miles per gallon, and Sunbury Motors has them priced as low as $27,835. SMC has Central PA's largest selection of new Ford F-150s with 48 to pick from, and well-equipped Supercrew XLTs start at just $49,831. Sunbury Motors has a wide selection of Super Duty pickups with 36 to choose from, including regular cabs, super cabs, Super Crews, and utility bodies with gas or diesel engines. SMC is where you want to be in July for the hottest deals on new Ford trucks. Sunbury Motors in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza is a fifth-generation Ford dealer proudly owned by the Mertz family for over a century.
Hi, this is Season. For over 100 years, the Purdy Insurance Agency has been protecting families and businesses of the greater Susquehanna Valley and beyond. With the experience of our trained and knowledgeable staff, you can rest assured that your needs will be evaluated and met by some of the industry's best representatives. No matter what your insurance needs are, call Purdy Insurance today at 570-286-5855. Visit our website at purdyinsurance.com or check us out on Facebook to see what we can do for you.
So much has changed, hasn't it, my friend? So much has changed. Every time we turn around, there's change. Change is good. Not necessarily. Yeah, change for change's sake. But you know what? You have to be adaptable. You're not adaptable, you are gone.
This season is going to be so interesting. College football season is going to be so interesting just for that fact.
Yeah. Divisions were a good idea, then they were a bad idea. And now we're going to find out what it looks like 1 through 16 in the SEC, what it looks like 1 through 18 in the Big Ten, 1 through 16 in the Big 12, and so on and so forth. Like, okay, we're going to find out what that's like. Like, is it better?
Just imagine explaining to somebody in 1990 that the Big Ten has 18 teams and something, and the Big 12 has 16.
Yeah. Well, again, as I've said many times on the broadcast, on the show, it's very difficult to teach your children through sports. There are 18 teams in the Big Ten, and the Dallas Cowboys are in the NFC East. Okay. So let's not teach numbers and geography.
We've already had the geography discussion today.
Yes, the geography discussion shows you that it's not working. I can't believe they're one of the, okay, they're going to be one of the seven all the time. They're the third furthest east of anybody in the conference. So they're going to travel more. Okay, take it from somebody who lives it. You travel more. I got it. The best part is, because you're in the East, the trips home are shorter, time-wise, because now you got the wind with you. Wind at your back, babe. Wind at your back.
True in travel and in golf.
Oh. I do have to admit, I hit one yesterday. I haven't hit a drive of more than 270 yards all year, and I hit one 300 yesterday based on the markers, and it was wind and the fact the ground is so hard that I hit the fairway and it kept on rolling. keep going.
Did you do a club flip, like a bat flip?
No, I really didn't see it because the guy I was playing with said, "Wow, that was some drive. I didn't know until I got up to the ball." I'm like, "Oh."
Bringing you an in-depth look at Penn State sports and more. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. The Steve Jones Show is presented by Brewers Outlet, NIL Game Changers, Sunbury Motor Company, and Purdy Insurance. Now, from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Final half hour brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Imports, domestics, microbrews. The best selection of beer anywhere. Wine coolers. Water soft drink snacks. They roast their peanuts fresh and out every day. Six great flavors of slushies. Pickle bar led by the barrels and the dills. Indeed, second to none. All at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Todd and I will be, by the way, getting some of that Brewers Outlet water for the Purdy Memorial Golf Tournament. So I went out Friday and I played golf with my son Dan, who played a beautiful round of golf, shot 83. I mean, pounded the ball, just played great. I think he had no worse than bogey on any hole. I took a different route to 83. I doubled the first two holes. Then I settled down. And I shot 44 in the front. Good. On the back, I shot 39, Todd. And had one bogey. How do you shoot 39 and have one bogey? I had two birdies, one bogey, five pars. What about the other hole? I had an eight. An eight. I had not had worse than double bogey on any hole all year. This time it was a par four, so it was a quad. I drive it into an area of trees. Not into the woods. There's trees that are separating holes. So it's not the woods. They were just trees. And of course, Captain Genius here decides that, like I did on a previous hole where I was able to get out and get par, there's an area I can hit the ball through. So I take out a 7-iron. I'm going to take this. I'm going to get it through the opening, kind of hit a little draw. Perfect. And Todd, I hit it right on the button. I'm talking, I belted it. And it hit this pine tree exactly in the middle of a gigantic trunk. I'm talking about a pine tree that probably is 100 feet high. All right. Right in the middle. Boom! And comes back, goes by my feet, and goes back 30 yards behind me. I went backwards. And that's exactly how I reacted to it. I laughed. I'm like, you got to be kidding me.
As a duffer, I knew where that was going as soon as you said you thought you could get it out of the trees.
Oh, I'm 30 yards further back. So then I hit a 5-wood. And I mean, got by the trees, no problem. But I put in the left side into just a bunch of brush. And so then I hit a sand wedge out of the brush, but I hooked it to the right of the green. Then I chipped it up on the green, and it rolled off the green. I chipped it up on the green again, and I two-putted.
I sound like I'm listening to somebody's round the Friday or Saturday at the British Open.
Oh. I'm like, I have an eight. And after that hole, let's see, I went par, par, birdie, par, par, and then bogeyed the last hole. Like, I don't know. Before that, I just birdied. I drove. There was a short par four. I drove the green, two putted, got a birdie. Right, but I was like an eight. Snowman. Oh. Ah. How do you shoot 39 in the back and have an eight? and I parred another hole where I hit a drive straight down the middle, and I hit one. I was hitting a 4-wood. It's a par 5. I was hitting a 4-wood. I kind of swung a little bit too inside, and I kind of popped it up, and it went in the woods. I lost it. Got a drop. Drove the 4-wood onto the green. One putted, and with the penalty, got a par. Really? It's like, you got to be kidding me. Crazy. I had a blast, though. You know, anytime you can get out with your kids and do something, oh, good Lord, that's just so much fun. So much fun. So we got Purdy coming up. Is the suit going to play?
Again, I have not, he has not said. I think he's here today. Maybe he'll answer now.
Yeah.
Did you watch any of the British Open?
Yes, I watched a little bit on Saturday and a lot yesterday.
I was going to say, on Saturday when I was watching, did you see, I think it was Shane Lowry missed 9 and hit it behind the par 3 8 and almost hit the guy in the green?
Oh, that part I didn't see.
Yes, that's... So, or maybe it was the Brown. It was one of the guys in the leaders, but hit it into that short postage stamp green.
Oh.
And somebody was standing there, like, with his back turned, lining up his putt, and it one bounced and went over his head.
Oh. Mercy.
So it even happens to the pros.
Well, the pros get breaks sometimes. I mean, obviously, they're way better than we'll ever be. But they get breaks sometimes. And I'll tell you, here's one. Okay, you hit it in the left-hand side. It's going toward the woods, and it hits a fan. I mean, I don't mean, like, hits them square. But, like, it hits off the fan's foot or whatever, and it doesn't go in the woods. Okay. Right. You and I would be in the woods because there's no fan to stop it.
I'll be honest, I probably still hit it in the woods over top of the fan.
Yeah. But I mean, but you see stuff like that. Right?
Nor do you have somebody running up ahead trying to find your ball for you as you're walking
right,
up the fairway.
Exactly. No, I mean exactly. I mean, like I said, yesterday I hit a ball yesterday. Right, and I never saw it off the tee. I didn't know. And, you know, Brent's the one that looked at me. Brent said, hey, really good. I said, okay, where is he? He says, you're in the fairway. I said, okay. Then I walked up to it. He was right. I was like, ooh, that is good. Right. Because sometimes I can't. Like, I got to 18 on Friday, and I hit one. And I said, I think I hit that one in the air, right? And they said, yeah, it's high and short. I said, did they call the infield fly rule? They said, yes. Oh, goodness gracious. It's a fun sport. I mean, can it be aggravating at times? Sure, but it's fun. And at my age, it's something I can do and get exercise with. And that's a big part of it. The exercise part's a big part.
Yeah. You're not running down to get an MMA workout in with Bo?
No, Bo can tell me all about it. Oh, man. So how affected were you by the outage?
On Friday? Not at all.
Okay.
Yeah, I didn't even really know what they were talking about.
Yeah, there's nothing really. Okay. Yeah, I went into play. We went in to check in. We had a 6:48 tee time on Friday morning. Okay, which was the smart move to make, by the way, because you know it's been getting hot. And they said, "You can't. Everything's down." We're like, none of us knew about it. Because, I mean, when my son Dan and I drove over to the golf course, we were talking all the way over. You know? The radio wasn't on. And we were like, what do you mean it's out? They said, everything's out. Everything's out? Okay. Right? So the running joke we had was, let's play as fast as we can. Maybe we can get back and all the systems will be down and we won't have to pay. naturally, of course, when we got back, we paid. Right? And you know what, straight? You know what? They thanked us for paying. Which tells me that there are people who went out and played and did not. Like, really? Really? Ah.
Not surprised, but same reaction you have.
Yeah, I'm like, come on. What, you felt like you got some gift from above? They didn't pay. I know at the hotel when I went to check out, but I use points, so it was like, you know, so really I'm not all that concerned about it. They said we can't get you a receipt or anything like that. Our system's still down. This was on Saturday. I mean, imagine people who flew.
I was reading this morning, they were still having some problems in the airlines today, this morning.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Wow. That's something that in the middle of July you don't expect. I mean, you expect thunderstorms, for example, and that causes a delay or something like that, or tornadoes in an area, something like that. You do not expect this to come up as an issue. I mean, none of us do. So, I don't know. Doggone computer age that we live in.
As I'm running the whole show off of one, right?
Yeah, I know. You're running the entire show off the computer. Right? That's exactly right. That's exactly what you're doing. It's crazy. It's crazy. Yeah. Well, that was... I wonder who was affected out there by it.
I think it was Windows systems and stuff because my
yes like it was.
I didn't lose my internet for my TV or anything like my local internet or anything, unless
because
it was still out when I was asleep.
because whomever was in charge of their cybersecurity, whatever, in one day they lost $322 million.
Sounds like a streaming service.
Stock. It was, you know, stock.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, wow. All right. We'll take a break. Did the suit ever get back to you on whether he's playing or not?
Nope, he did not.
I mean, I can see it now. It's a game time decision. I you know, maybe we can stream my round. Here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Or just fun time. Doesn't matter what time it is, because it's Brewers Outlet time. The Beverage Supermarket has the area's largest beer selection. Imports, microbrews, ciders, and domestics. Pick from over 100 ice-cold 12-packs and dozens of 24-ounce singles. Soda, snacks, hot sauces, fresh roasted peanuts. Make it one-stop party shopping, and don't forget the pickle bar. So whatever you're celebrating or just doing it up, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury, wants to see you. And thank you for your years of patronage.
You want your young athlete to get the most out of life and NIL. You need a roadmap, a strategic approach. NIL Game Changers help student athletes earn what they learn in their collegiate journey. Driven by former student athletes and coaches who work as NIL sports agents and content media designers, they'll guide both student and family, starting with high school students looking toward college and those already in college. Get a seasoned team of marketing experts with a background in athletics and coaching. Visit NILGameChangers.org, the ultimate destination for name, image, and likeness opportunities.
Henry Ford started building trucks in 1917, and Sunbury Motors has been selling them ever since. SMC has over 100 new Ford trucks with savings of up to $12,116, and financing as low as 0% during their annual July truck sale. Choose from 16 of the top-selling 2024 Ford Mavericks. They get up to 42 miles per gallon, and Sunbury Motors has them priced as low as $27,835. SMC has Central PA's largest selection of new Ford F-150s, with 48 to pick from, and well-equipped Supercrew XLTs start at just $49,831. Sunbury Motors has a wide selection of Super Duty pickups with 36 to choose from, including regular cabs, Super Cabs, Supercrews, and utility bodies with gas or diesel engines. SMC is where you want to be in July for the hottest deals on new Ford trucks. Sunbury Motors in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza is a fifth-generation Ford dealer proudly owned by the Mertz family for over a century.
Really? Starlight Vocal Band? Really? Okay. The transfer portal. The land of milk and honey. The land of finding greener pastures. We all know that over the years, Michigan State has both benefited and been hurt by the transfer portal. There are seven former Michigan State players, including Jalen Berger, who is their starting running back, who put their name into the transfer portal and as of today have not found a place to play. Seven. How about that? Marquis Lowry was a starter for them in the defensive backfield. Sean Brown, Davian Prim, a backup running back, and Jalen Berger. Seven guys put their names into the transfer portal and never found homes. And I've said this over and over again, just because you're in doesn't mean you get picked up.
it is kind of, you know, that not even the leading rusher from a Big Ten team could find a spot in a smaller school. I find that, and maybe he priced him, you know, lack of a, maybe he priced himself out of something.
Yeah, I don't know. But not everybody. Finds a home. And this is something where I think the assumption is made, oh, everybody goes in, everybody gets cycled, everybody. No. The percentage of players that don't end up finding a place is a little bit higher than people realize. And that's... and I always like, well, they need some sort of protection. No, they don't. No, you made the decision yourself to leave. That's called real life. I mean, if I decided to leave tomorrow and then 4 months later came back and said to Roger, hey, I'd like my old show back, he'd look at me like, what are you, nuts?
I'd let you back.
I know you would because you're desperate. I mean, God, my 3 days with the suit, you'd be calling me, begging me. All right, so let's talk about the Indianapolis 500. What? It's July. but that's called real life. People don't, right, leave, come back, do whatever they want, end up somewhere. Then you have people, well, they should be protected. From what? They made the decision to leave.
Life could be much easier if we were always protected from ourselves.
Yeah, I mean, everybody makes mistakes. I mean, everybody does. But just because they're young doesn't mean that, like, everybody's got to cover up for it. It's just like with the draft. X guy didn't get drafted. And I'll hear people say, oh, geez, they should let him go back to school. You left. Right? You're the one that left. You're the one that decided to go. They gave you a choice. And the choice was go back to school or forego your eligibility and go to the draft and hire an agent. And then they don't get drafted. Well, now, over time, some common sense has finally kicked in. And you notice there are fewer and fewer underclassmen going. Two reasons, NIL's available, right? And number two, they're seeing what we're seeing. Now, this year, there were, because of two tampering, including the Sixers for a second straight year, I might add, very good at tampering. The Sixers 2 years in a row didn't have a pick. So there have only been 58 players in each of the last two drafts. Well, younger players are now seeing the numbers. They see the NIL numbers, and they see the fact there are only 58 draft spots. And so it's finally not adding up to them. But they made the decision. You make the decision to go. That's your decision. And it's not up to everybody else, like, oh, well, you know what? That was too bad. Ay, ay, ay. All right. Tomorrow. Oh, boy. It's been 2 weeks.
Did you see the Yankees are still awful.
Did you see the video of his youngest son, right, walking and then he fumbled and he falls down?
You're listening to...